Hey, George from Ireland, thank you for coming to my channel. I'm talking about what happened in Northern Ireland a few days ago. It's about 4 days ago, and that is a mock-up of a mosque was set alight atop a bonfire in Moygashall, County Tyrone. So that really was disgraceful what happened. Was it last Wednesday? So it was more than 4 days ago. Anyway, because in case you don't know, a mosque is a Muslim place of worship. And below this model of a mosque were slogans, secure our borders, end the threat of radical Islam, and so on. Okay, secure our borders, that's a reasonable thing to ask for. Almost everybody would want that in every country. All right, we don't want threats. Okay, they say they're not against Islam, against radical Islam. Well, that's a more contentious opinion. But burning the mosque is, that's what really is. No. That is insightful. Okay, and people are inside a mosque. And somebody might go a step further and actually set fire to a mosque, and people might get killed. There's anti-Muslim prejudice as it is, and this is aggravating that. I mean, imagine being a Muslim living around there. You say, "My goodness, there's such hostility towards us. I might be insulted, might be discriminated against, and so on." So, it's a painful moment, as a leading Muslim said about that. So, this is disgraceful. Shouldn't have been done. Is this incitement to religious hatred? Well, it seems like it to me. Now, Islam is a set of beliefs and practices, and that must be open to scrutiny and indeed criticism. But to burn a mosque, that is going too far. That's not on, because that's suggesting you hate these people, you want to tax. Even if you burnt down the mosque, nobody was inside, and you know it wasn't going to kill or injure anyone, it would still be arse, and the fire brigade would still have to come to put it out. So you can see why people are worried. Is causing anguish to many people. So we shouldn't have people expectorating hatred, exacerbating communal asperities, and so forth. It's terrible. And I know that there are Christians and people of other religions in Muslim majority lands who are subjected to violence and discrimination, but which is obviously terrible. There's no reason to do it against Muslims in a Christian majority country. And if people were to burn a mock-up of a church in a Muslim majority country, then that would also be equally detestable, or a synagogue anywhere, things like that. So we shouldn't be burning images like that. Now, if it's some contentious public figure to show you a hatred of the person, that's a little bit different. That's against one individual and so on. Now, I'm not a member of any of the Loyal Orders, the Orange Order, the Apprentice Boys of Derry, the Royal Purple Arch, the Royal Black Preceptory. Or whatever, nor am I eligible for any of these organizations. So I'm not against the Loyal Orders and so forth. I recognize their charities, they're part of people's culture and heritage and so on, and they can have a positive role in society. Unfortunately, they sometimes have let terrorist sympathizers in. People have been caught fundraising for terrorists or, hiding weapons for loyalist terrorists and so forth. But I would like to think the Orange Order would move on. Thing is that whoever made this bonfire, I would put that there. There's no proof he or she was a member of the Orange Order of any of the Loyal Orders, because there are other people who hang around these events that the Orange Order, the Apprentice Boys, and so forth cannot control. So it is despicable and shameful that anybody should do this. Anyone should be provoking hostility towards Muslims and the good and bad people of all ethnicities and all religions. And I could be brought up in a Muslim family and be emotionally invested in that. That's part of my identity. Thing to be a good son of my parents, a good member of my community, have to believe in this, practice this. Because obviously if you leave, then you might lose family love. And that's true if you're born brought up as a Buddhist or a Jew or a Christian or anything. And so what really matters is individuality, is personality type and behavior. It's not these arbitrary categories people happen to fall into. Why do people belong to a religion? 9 times out of 10, because they're brought up in it. And it is, yes, you can change religion, but people very seldom do, and there's very strong disincentives against doing so. There are Muslims I don't really like, there are others I really, really dislike. I'm from a Christian background. There are Christians I think are wonderful, there are others I think are terrible. That doesn't actually make you a good or bad person to believe in whatever mythology, or to utter whatever orisons, or to go through whatever rituals. That's no indication of goodness. And they're good and bad people of every race and nationality and so forth. So we just mustn't think that the worst member of any group typifies all of them. That's patently not true. So most of us are a mixture of good and bad. Those stuff is relatively unimportant, which religion someone happens to belong to. And I know there are wicked and cruel people of every religion. And the people who put this up were presumably at least nominal Christians, who are obviously shameful. But, you know, the good book says to welcome the sojourner, okay, to be merciful, to be gentle, to be forgiving. And so it was a very un-Christian thing to do like that. Secure the borders. Okay, but wait a second. Some Muslims, they are British citizens and or are Irish citizens, have the absolute right to be in Northern Ireland. Some of them were born there, some of them not. So there's nothing to do with securing borders. Radical Islam, I mean, I agree, I don't like it either. I'm not sure you end the threat. People are entitled to believe what they want, even their beliefs are highly controversial. And indeed, to disseminate, we need to end the threat of Islamophobia. So Islamophobia would be to suggest that all Muslims are bad because they are Muslims and not to be mistreated, which is different from saying who will analyze certain Muslim beliefs and practices and strongly criticize them. We got, you know, people, Muslim friends I've had and Muslim colleagues I've had and Muslim housemates I've had and Muslim girlfriends I've had and things like that. Oh, and one of the spectrum, and then there's a Taliban at the other. Most of their victims are Muslims. So it's ludicrous to think that all Muslims are bad, just as foolish to think that all Christians are good or all Buddhists are bad or all Hindus are evil or something like that. It's the world's just not like that. Goodness. So do what you can to promote cordial relations, understanding, amity between people of different faiths, and in these those who don't subscribe to any faith whatsoever. And this was really a retrograde step, putting that image up there. So I know an image of the Pope was burned in Lewis in the bonfire around the 5th of November, but that's really a reference to 1605, to the bonfire, the gunpowder plot. I think that's different. You know, I'm a cradle Catholic. I don't think that's anti-Catholic. There are those who disagree with me. So traditionally, the enemy of the United Kingdom was burned atop a bonfire on the 5th of November. You know, the Kaiser, Napoleon, Adolf Hitler, General Nasser, Osama bin Laden, or whatever. So I think it's different if it's any hostility to one individual, often who was an enemy in wartime when real people got burned, or sort of ordinary people got burned. In fires caused by explosions in wartime. That's a bit different, but to condemn a whole religion is different. And we're in against radical Islam, which I think is a bit of a cop-out, because obviously many people won't distinguish. There are certain practicing Muslims, and that does no harm. And, you know, I remember having a Muslim calling me the first time, her wearing a hijab, thinking she wouldn't even speak to me, but of course she did. And I know how to interact with very observant Muslim women, not to proffer my hand for a handshake, because they'll put her in an invidious position. She might refuse and feel she's caused an incident. She might feel obliged to shake my hand despite being deeply uncomfortable about that. So I'm not going to make her feel awkward, and I won't extend my hand. If she does so, that's different. So what can you say? Do you can to promote good communal relations. Toodaloo.